Straight Talk on WRHI is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill, Manning Kimmel.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. My name is Manning Kimmel. The program is called Straight Talk. We do it every weekday afternoon, talking about Rock Hill, Fort Mill, Tekakee, the great county of York, and everything else up and down I-77. And we do it right here on WRHI, South Carolina's seven-time radio station of the year. Our broadcast presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to HighSpeedWeb.net for streaming our signal 24/7, 365. Well, we have a table full of personalities here today for our Straight Talk program, all involved with a Good Folks Luncheon coming up on Wednesday of this week over at Winthrop University. Merritt Kroom and Ashley Fripp from Good Folks, and downtown Eddie Bram, who just keeps popping up every once in a while. You know, you just, it's kind of like an old penny. You just never know when you're going to find it. So, with all that being said, let us go around the room and do some introductions. We will start with you, Merritt. Go right ahead.
Good afternoon. We are thrilled to be here, and I am Merritt Kroom, and I work with the Tuttle Company here in town, and I am also this year's 2018 chair of Good Folks, and we are really excited about this week, especially since our beneficiary this year is going to be the Pathways Community Center.
Wonderful. Ashley, your turn.
Hey, I'm Ashley Fripp. I'm an insurance agent with American National, and I'm also new to the board of Good Folk this year. And I'm really excited. This is going to be my very first Good Folk Luncheon. So,
well, you're really in for a surprise, I'm going to tell you that. It's going to be something. All right, and over here, a man who needs very little introduction, but I'll tell you his name is Eddie Brown. Go ahead, Robert.
Good afternoon. I'm Eddie Brown, and I'm a recovering banker, having been in this community for about 35 years with CNS and Bank of America and Carolina First, and I happen to have the pleasure of currently being the vice chair of Pathways.
Well, there we go. So we're going to talk about Pathways in just a moment, but I want to give people some background on what Good Folks is all about. It started, what, 20-plus years ago? Merritt, Ashley?
20-plus years ago, and it is a Good Folks is a group of residents and businesses that support local charities. We have an annual luncheon every December. Prior to the luncheon, we have gone through a grant process in which nonprofits in our community submit a grant to be the recipient of that year's monies. On occasion, we do award monies to more than one organization, but this year, although it is the Pathways Community Center that will be the one organization, that particular agency will impact 33-plus agencies in our community. It's just an absolute perfect fit.
And your due diligence, when you go through the application process, I don't know what all is submitted by each of the people who would like to be a recipient. But once you have digested that, you whittle that down to a, whatever it is, list of two or three. And
we whittle it down usually to about three different agencies, and we ask those three agencies to come to a board meeting and present. This year was extremely difficult competition. However, the fact that Pathways is in a unique position to impact so many other local organizations and that they're ready to go right now this year, it just was a logical selection.
So now, Ashley, were you involved with this at all?
I was, and all of the organizations that presented were wonderful. We all wanted to just give all the money to everybody and wish we had so much, but we only have a certain amount of money, and so Pathways is the one that's going to benefit from it this year because they are ready to put their security system in and get everything ready for the citizens of Rock Hill or York County.
So when you talk about the money, and I know this is elementary to you, but there's so many people out there who keep coming into our community brand new who don't know how this thing works. The money is raised by good folks who come to the luncheon and...
The money is raised in several different ways. We have numerous sponsors that will all be listed this week and will be acknowledged at the luncheon. The sponsors give various levels of money. A table usually runs $1,000 and seats eight people. A half table is $500 for four. Other organizations might give just a large donation. We have opportunities for gift in kind. And then, of course, this is open to the public, so individuals that just come to enjoy the luncheon become what we call Good Folks members and spend $30 to be a part of our luncheon.
So that's interesting. So you get a whole cadre of people.
And we do. For those of you that don't know and have never been to a Good Folks luncheon, in addition to, we will pass a basket at the luncheon.
Oh, yeah. This is the big part, passing the basket. Do you know how this works, Ashley?
I know how it works in other organizations, so I just know if you're coming, it'd be great to bring some money with you. And or we are able to take credit cards this year, so...
And no gift is too small.
Yeah.
So,
or too large. Yeah. It is amazing to see how this thing has grown over all these years. I mean, the goal this year is how much?
$90,000.
$90,000. And that's not too far above what you've done in past years?
Correct.
Yeah. So people will be coming and dropping cash money in there. They'll be writing checks. They'll be using their credit card. Or they'll be looking to Eddie Brown for a loan at a very reasonable rate.
Absolutely.
I think that's very reasonable. All right. So everybody wants to know a little bit about Pathways. So let's bring back in the astute, the honorable, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Eddie Brown. Background on Pathways, if you would.
Well, I think Merritt and Ashley did a great job of talking about who Pathways is, Manning, and kind of what we're about. This thing started really about 18 months ago. It was kind of an outgrowth of the city council and Mayor Eccles' 10-year plan to end homelessness in York County. And also in coordination with CASH, the Catawba Area Coalition for the Homeless. So a number of people in those that were working on those two projects kind of informally got together. And the next thing you know... We're sitting around a table, and we've grown from 3 to 4 to 5 people again about 15 to 18 months ago to a total of 15 people that are currently on the board. And our goal is, and our role is to create, and we'll talk about this in a few minutes, but a facility, a place, a physical building where we can have the experts in the group, the people that provide services to the needy, the not-for-profits and the agency folks, where they can have a location, can all be together, can get a lot of synergy, and have people come to one location regardless of what your need is, whether you are homeless or whether you're hungry or whether you need clothing or regardless of what it is, whether you need some counseling, it will be in this one facility. So our role is to facilitate the delivery of services to the needy in York County. We have looked at a number of different examples of this around South Carolina in Charleston and predominantly in Columbia. Some of those in the audience may be familiar with transitions. So we're trying to, so this concept has been used before. And what we're trying to do is pick the best practices of the folks that are doing those now and bring them here to Rock Hill and York County.
And what is so interesting is that right now, all these agencies are doing their own thing in their own separate silos all over the county. I never quite understood how they expected people to get from one to the other when many of the people in these conditions don't have transportation. They're lucky if they have a bicycle. So here we go. Pathways is basically a great big building where these agencies will come together for what they call a continuum of care. And people now will just walk down a hallway and say, you need to go over here, you need to go over here. Oh, and by the way, they will be tracked so that they know exactly what each agency is doing. Very interesting concept. Might add that the site you all have selected is where?
It's right down Cherry Road. It's kind of diagonally down from York County Natural Gas. It's the old, I believe it was the Sunset Elementary School.
West End.
That's what I said. It's the West End Elementary, same thing. It's the West End Elementary School building. And I am very proud to say that Thursday was 2 weeks ago. We actually closed on that facility, $1.4 million. So we're going to be passing the hat here at Substation 2 today. No, but it was $1.4 million, and with the hard work of a lot of folks, and in addition to South State Bank, we were able to close on that facility, and now we're in the process of doing the interior space architecture to make sure that we have the right space and the right amount of space in the right location for the agencies that are going to be delivering the services. And we're going to be putting up new fencing. We're going to have a heavy orientation towards security, where we're going to have 24/7 security in our facility. And we'll still continue to need to raise some money to pay off that mortgage, as well as to upfit the building. So that's kind of where we're on that.
The other point, Eddie, I think you want to bring out is that the old West End School, which is where the Rock Emporium is located right now, is right on the main corridor for the new public transportation system that is coming to Rock Hill this spring. Public transportation system.
And that's real important, because there will be some transportation obviously needed to get people to jobs and so forth and so on. Plus, this facility easily met our needs in that it was all on one level. The space is easily reconfigured, so we are just real excited to have that opportunity.
And the building's in very good shape.
The building is in excellent
shape. So when you hear all of this stuff, Merritt, this all weighed into the board's decision to support Pathways application?
Absolutely, because we, of course, want to be good stewards of our monies. We track the grant monies. We track the progress and how the monies are used. So the fact that we've had agencies come to us before that had a great story to tell and had a great reason for those monies, but just weren't quite ready for that that grant at that time. Pathways, however, was ready for the grant. What we're going to do is they've asked for $90,000 for their security system, and it makes sense for this to be successful to have the appropriate security for the facility. So they had everything else in place. They're getting ready to move into their new facility. They're moving the agencies in. They have the agencies on board. So for us to be able to provide them or assist with their security, it just made sense for us at this time. They were ready.
Yeah. And Eddie, I don't think it is an understatement to say that getting 30-plus agencies to agree to come together and try this concept and work together under one roof was not something that was embraced initially, but in time, in the 1 year or so, the Pathways has been working on this.
I think it was compared to herding cats. The agencies really have come together. A lot of people kind of scratched their heads when this concept was thrown out about a year ago. But nobody, and I'm looking at you, Manning Kimmel, because you're a very big part of Pathways, and I might add also on our board. But nobody said that this was a bad idea. Nobody said that it wasn't needed. And the agencies have really worked very well together, especially over the last 3 or 4 months, and coming together and refining exactly what their mission is. And you mentioned this earlier, providing a continuum of care, womb to the tomb, if you will, full service, where we can get somebody from off the streets into their own sustainable housing for their own, for themselves.
The one point that probably is stating the obvious is York County is growing very rapidly. We've said this before, that for the second year in a row, the fastest growing county in the good old U.S. of A on a per capita basis. Now, with that growth comes all the growth in all the social issues that every community deals with. Alcoholism, homelessness, drug addiction, you name it. So this is, as I think everybody around this table sees, a proactive way of trying to deal with this issue now before it gets out of control, versus just kind of letting the same thing go on that's been going on. And we already are seeing more and more people who are homeless just very visible here in the community.
Good Folks sees this as an opportunity to have the individuals within our community that need special services to not fall through the cracks. Also, those services won't be duplicated. We're excited about the new electric bus system that's going to be able to assist with the transportation.
Free.
free bus system. And this is going to be also impact our local downtown economy and businesses in order that individuals that might have been assisting those individuals with services, with restrooms, with shelter in front of their locations, that this will allow them to make sure that those individuals are not forgotten and that they can go somewhere where they'll be safe and cared for.
Yeah. Every community has got this issue, bottom line.
But we're hitting it ahead of time, and we're addressing it head on.
You know, I've used this quotation before. Bobby Norwood, who we all know around this table, 20 years ago plus was speaking somewhere, and he made a comment that you don't gauge the greatness of a community by its superhighways and its shopping malls. You gauge the greatness of a community by how well it takes care of those who most are in need. And with what Rock Hill does with every other venue it touches in terms of trying to make it the best it can be, I think we may be on the path with Pathways.
Well, it seems pretty ironic that I would be the one to discuss good folks at this table, considering I'm sitting with two individuals that are the reason we have good folks, which would be both Manning and Eddie. And we're most appreciative for their idea in even bringing this to our community. We should look to you for initial thanks.
And in spite of that, it's been very successful.
Yeah, in spite of that, it's been very successful. Well, we won't get too much into that from how this all got started. But it is funny that we're here, what is this, 22 years, something like that? 22 years down in Eddie Brown's office with CNS, was it that CNS?
CNS.
Yeah, CNS Bank. CNS. There was you, there was me, there was Rob Ruark, and
the group that finally came up with it.
Bill Kimbrell.
Bill Kimbrell, that's exactly right. Okay. And then the next meeting we had, we started to scrape the bottom of the barrel and got David Angel in. And bless his heart, Marshall Doswell.
Yep, exactly right. Yeah. All right, we're going to take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk. Live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Now, for those of you who listen to this show every day, you know that we prepare fresh subs and salads right before your eyes here at Substation 2. And there's only one way to do it, and we all say it together. Are you ready? Here we go.
Slice. Garden.
Not bad. All right, back after these words.
This is Straight Talk.
Hey, Manning, I hear the gyros are back at Substation 2.
That's right, Alex, and they are great. They're made to order, served hot, on warm, soft pita bread with creamy tzatziki sauce, onion, and tomato. And I can't wait to get one.
Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Have you been personally managing your investment account? Are you happy with your results? Maybe you should consider hiring a genuine money manager. If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see how they can help you. Anderson Griggs, 324-5044, or online at AndersonGriggs.com.
With Comforium's Moxie Whole Home DVR system, watch the ball game in the den, then the kitchen. Just pause in one room and resume in another. Connect up to 6 TVs or record 6 programs at once. Moxie is the future of entertainment with Comforium. And the Moxie app is available for Apple or Android devices. Turn on with your smartphone, tablet, or laptop. Call Comporium, 888-403-2667, or go to Comporium.com. Comporium, always ready.
Good Pharmacy, building trust for 4 generations.
This is pharmacist Kia Hicklin. Enjoy our spacious new modern look and take advantage of Rock Hill's original drive-through with pickup and drop-off service.
My mom loves Good Pharmacy.
Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, Rock Hill.
Founders Federal Credit Union is rewarding loyal members again this year. On December 1st, select Founders members could receive a loyalty bonus. Visit RelaxLoyaltyPays.com to estimate what your payout could be on December 1st and view more information on program qualifications and restrictions. Be sure to log into Founders Online on December 1st to see if you have received a loyalty bonus. Not a member? Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, Alex, have you heard that Substation 2 now has gift cards?
Yeah, I just heard about that, and I'm on my way to get one now. They're perfect for holidays, birthdays, and graduations, and they're reloadable, reusable, and available in any amount you want.
Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Table full of personalities led by Merrick Kroom and Ashley Fripp from Good Folks. Eddie Brown is with us as well as a member of the Pathways Community Center Board of Directors. And it's all happening here Wednesday. It's the annual Good Folks Luncheon, and there will be... let's talk about that, Merrick. What kind of crowd are you expecting for this event on Wednesday?
We are thrilled to say that we are bursting at the seams, both with sponsorship and individuals, and we even have individuals that have made generous donations that aren't even able to attend. I would like to make note of our honorary board members, Ann Springs Close, Robert Hayes, John Spratt, and Gary Williams. The Close family in particular is very generous, has several tables, the family, the Close Foundation, Springs Creative, and Williams and Fudge has personally seven tables that they are sponsoring this year. We couldn't be more excited. They started with five, and they called back and said, can we have two more? We were like, of course.
That's amazing. How generous.
And we're happy to say that the representation of this is not just Rock Hill. Our board members consist of individuals representing the county from Rock Hill, Chester, Fort Mill, and Clover. So we have really good representation this year.
I think that's just wonderful. I mean, it's just great. I love that old expression, to whom much has been given, much is expected. Well, you take a look at what the Springs Close Foundation, the family, has done for this community. If you look at Williams and Fudge and what they have done, I mean, it's just over the top. It is absolutely over the top. And I think that's part of what makes this community tick.
Absolutely.
It really does. So bursting at the seams means, I mean, how many people can fit into the Richardson Ballroom?
We were at the Richardson Ballroom at Winthrop University on Wednesday at 11:45.
Right.
Our capacity is 360, and we are at 344 right now.
Oh, my. Well, this isn't... How do I say this? There are expenses involved.
Absolutely.
With this. I mean, you've got food to put on the tables and all that kind of stuff. But it's what comes out at the net at the end is what is given over to the recipient, correct?
Correct. After expenses, everything, of course, goes to the grant. And we hope, as always, that we will hit the number that the agency has asked for.
Right.
So if we hit $90,000 and or plus, sometimes our gift is larger than what was requested.
Right.
But if we don't hit 90, we will certainly try and come as close as possible.
Right. I would imagine every year is a different challenge in terms of how you are able to control the costs. Yes, no?
True. Food costs, vary. Cost of services vary.
Right.
Sometimes a service that wasn't required one year is required another year.
Right. Well, and I'm sure that makes the board always jockey around in terms of where the best place is to hold this.
Absolutely, because the bottom line is that we want to be able to have the largest bang for our buck to right. send it back to the agency.
Right. Well, I got to ask this question. Does Winthrop University jump in to really help and make this thing work for the community the way the community wants it to work? Or what?
We've had a great relationship with Winthrop. However, we find that the expenses this year might be a bit challenging.
Ah. So we're still negotiating on that?
We are always open for negotiation.
Right. Okay. Well, just
down
remember,
to the wire.
Yeah. Well, just remember, Winthrop, this is for a charitable organization.
This is not for a charitable organization. This is for a charitable organization that will impact 33 plus charitable organizations.
So anyway, I'm sure some follow up. We'll continue on this to try to get the expenses down as far as you can get them down.
We certainly hope so. We of course, realize that they are not a nonprofit, and we all want everyone to have a fair representation and a fair outcome.
Right.
But, yes, we are a bare-bones organization and look for the best outcome.
Okay. So with that being said, Eddie, let me swing this over to you and talk a little bit about your Pathways organization, because you, too, have a very interesting group of people who have worked very hard in a little over a year, have done an awful lot of work.
Yeah, Manny, we do. Let me say one thing first. I want to thank these two ladies and the good folks board. You know, they selected us. As Merritt said, it was very tough competition. We feel very honored to be their sole recipient this year. It really validates what we're trying to do, and we want to thank you ladies and your board and group. So thank you all very much. It's also interesting when you look at the good folks motto, and it's serving people in need throughout York County. And as Merritt and Ashley have said, that is exactly what Pathways is doing. That is exactly what our goal and our mission is all about. And the folks that have come together to do this are, we have 15 currently on our board, and they are a very interesting and diverse group, to say the least. Charles Price is our chair, and he is originally from Winsboro, South Carolina, by way of Georgia Tech. He couldn't get into the University of South Carolina, so he had to go out of state. But Charles has been the CEO and the COO of three or four multinational corporations. He lived 15 years in Europe, and he is an extremely dynamic leader.
And he runs the board meetings just like he's running IBM or something.
It's very effective and very efficient, yes. Christian Ryan, whom a lot of y'all know, who worked with Family Trust Credit Union, she is our secretary for Stimerson, our legal mouthpiece, an attorney at Wood Springs, and now with the Comporium Group as our treasurer. And we have a very distinct remaining members of the board, Lee Gardner, who previously was the CEO at Family Trust, Emily Sutton, who is a minister, Courtney Denton, who worked with the city, Laura Holliday, who until recently was the volunteer head of the Salvation Army, Bruce McKagan, who is the CEO and coordinator, executive director for ROC, Johnny Allen, who has a consulting company, Mike Wallace, who works with the Baptist Association, Jim Gill, Gill Insurance, Ben Ganser, who is a financial planner, Karen Browning, who is with the Carolina Community Action, so heads that up, and somebody who am I leaving out? Is somebody I'm leaving out. I'm sorry, Manning Kimmel, with our three sons broadcasting.
A.K.A. OTS Media.
OTS Media, excuse me, yes.
And I think it's important to note that the board collectively, before it went out and talked to anybody, really did an amazing amount in terms of reaching into their own pockets.
As a good friend of mine told me not long ago, this is the most expensive board I have ever been on. The 15 members of the board, I'm glad you reminded me of that. Matter of fact, I had it down here in my notes. The 15 members of the board reached into their pockets and contributed $211,000 toward the $1.4 million that we have raised so far. That is an average of slightly over $14,000 per board member. So I'm real proud of that.
In addition to that, we realize that our organizations sometimes do not have the means in order to purchase a table. A table is $1,000, but we ask all of our agencies to have skin in the game, whether that mean they raise the money or whether they find someone to sponsor their monies, but we ask them to sponsor a table. Pathways, in addition to the money the board raised themselves, they not only went out and got one table, they got five. So talk about skin in the game. They raised $5,000 to make sure that they had skin in the game at this luncheon.
So, Ashley, this is your first roundup for good folks. Sounds like it's going to be a good year, huh, to get involved?
I think so. I'm really excited about the whole idea of Pathways and that y'all closed on your building and things are going that way, and it's just really going to happen, you know.
No, it's going to happen.
See it.
Yeah. And with that, we're just right out of time. Thank you all. Beginning, don't forget, Good Folks Luncheon is Wednesday over at the Richardson Ballroom. If you have not gotten your ticket, that's okay. Show up. We'll find a place for you, believe me. We will find a place for you, even if you have to sit next to Eddie Brown. So that's going to wrap up our Spring Talk program, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. And our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill, Common Sense Intelligent Advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. And, of course, we do this every day from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Fresh subs and salads 7 days a week prepared right before your eyes. All right, let's hear the chorus, gang. How do we do it?
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
There we go. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you good folks on Wednesday. Bye.